Good evening. The first halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph in Or HaChaim, teaches about the minag of slichos. Noagin lakum bashmores lomar slichos v'tachanunim rosh chodesh elul ve'elech ad Yom HaKippurim. The Mechaber writes that the minag is to get up from rosh chodesh elul all the way to Rosh Hashanah to say until Yom Kippur to say slichos. So I always tell people they're excited to shift to become a Sephardi. I won't eat rice for 8 days, and I won't get up for an entire month, 40 days, to say slichos. But we have to know minug. So the Ramah writes minug Ashkenaz bnei Ashkenaz ain't okay. Our minug is not that way. Rather, we say we blow the shofar. We start saying W Shem or Vishi. And where do we start saying slichos? We start from the Matzei Shabbos, the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, and if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Monday or Tuesday, so we start a whole week before. This year that Rosh Hashanah comes out Wednesday night, it's actually the shortest amount of time that we say slichos before Rosh Hashanah. And there's a lot of conversation in the postgame. You look around, even the advertisements in the Jewish Link for different slichos events, so every one of them starts at a different time. The big discussion in the postgame: what time is the person supposed to say slichos? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, what's Ashmores? Ashmores, Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, refers to the last 3 hours of the night. That's the Ashmores. Magen Avraham says, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu moves between 18,000 olamos and comes to Olam Hazeh in the end of the night. I don't know what that means, but that's what he does, apparently. And so that makes the end of the night an Eis Ratzon. Mishnah Berurah also assumes that slichos are going to be said in the end of the night before dawn, before Alos HaShachar. That seems to be the minug. The minug on the first night, we know, is a minug to say Slichos after Chatzos. And that's found in the Lucky Yosher. It goes back to the 15th century. Who's the Talmud of Trumas HaDeshen. And the Zohar also writes that Chatzos is an Eitz Ratzon. So that's why we have this minug. Now, with the first night of Slichos, we say Bedafka at Chatzos. It's kind of difficult. It's a hard thing for a lot of people to stay up that late, till 12:45, 12:55. You know, it's a very late time for a lot of people. But that is the minug on the first night, based on that, like a Yosha. There are those who have the minhag throughout the Yemei Slichos. Do so in YU. There's a Slichos every night. 12:55. Some places in Bergenfield also, I think, in Tinek also, Beth Aaron also. They have people who every night 12:45, 12:55. It's a big mysterious nefesh, but it's very, very beautiful. But what about saying Slichos earlier in the evening? Right, we know there are definitely those who have a minhag to do so. We have a minhag like that here in our shul. So Shar Tshuva writes from the Birka Yosef that if you're around when people are saying slichos early in the evening, you shouldn't say that you're giving bias rachamim. You shouldn't do it. Why? Because it's not shas rachamim, and therefore it's the wrong thing to do. He says, you can say vidway, you shouldn't say you're giving bias rachamim. Clearly, the Shari Tshuva was not happy with this practice. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal, who also thought saying slichos before chatzos was the wrong thing to do. Revad Yosef also is not happy with this idea for Kabbalistic reasons, saying the yom bias rachamim before chatzos. If Moshe has a tshuva on Reb Chaim Michalek Beis Kufhei, where he proves in the Rambam who says the minhag is to wake up and say slichos at Shiyair Hayom. So it's clearly that you see that the idea is something that it's something you wake up in the middle of the night to do. It's not something that you do, you know, early in the evening. Nevertheless, the Reb Moshe writes in situations which otherwise, you know, what you know we can would be difficult. He calls a harasha. Right, that sometimes it'd be an opportunity. Otherwise, people are not going to have a historic tshuva. So to do so earlier, you know, before chatzos, he thought it was permissible. The Gera Chasidim, the Tanur Chasidim, had this minhag to say slichos, you know, right after Maariv, well before chatzos. They said the Rav would participate in the slichos at the Tanur Shtibol in Boston. The Tanur Rebbe was his son-in-law, so he would go sometimes to say slichos there, which is very much earlier in the evening. And the minhag was also in Maimonides. The Maimonides Minyan in Boston, in Brookline, was to say slichos, you know, very, very early. I remember when I was a kid, I was there a couple of times when they did that. And certainly we have, you know, a lot of places even today where people, you know, in order to make sure people say slichos, so they have slichos earlier in the evening. And this has certainly become a minhag that people, some people do that. So what is the order of, you know, priorities? So the best is to say it during the third hour, you know, last third of the night before Los HaShachar. The next best is chatzos, after chatzos. Next best is to do so in the morning, before shacharis. And the last option, if it's, you know, the only option you have, the last thing is to do in the evening before chatzos. That's the last option, but an option that exists, as we know. And we always say, it's always good to know all the shittos. Because someone said to me, I can't get the slichos, it's too hard, I can't wake up so early, I can't get to work so late. you know, what should I do? I said, so go to early Slichos. Better than one of those times is better than no time. That's for sure. And I think it's always good to know that there are multiple minhagim, multiple shitos about what to do. And a person should, we always try to do the best of the best if we can. But we also know that in real life, we can't always do the best every single time. I'm not going to get up. I'm not saying tzitzit 12:45 every single night. I'll get sick if I do that, right? So you have to know yourself. What can you do? What can you manage? So it's good to know all the shitos. So all of them are options. And a person should, most importantly, make the time during these days. Like we said, this year, before Rosh Hashanah, it's only a few days. To make the time to be there, to get the slichos. Slichos are hard, but to put in the time, put in the energy, and certainly a very appropriate way to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin.